So if we want to be united, we need to gather together around his word, the Bible. And that's what we do every time we meet. We look at God's word together, and we're going to do that now. Now, because it's our second Sunday service, we tend to do the reading in a little bit more of an interactive way. And so the reading's going to come up on the screen. It's only 3 verses long. I had to just do the maths between 4 and 7. It's 4 verses long. I can't even do simple maths. Verses 4, 5, 6, and 7. It's going to come up on the screen, and we're going to do it as responses, response orally, I think is the word I'm looking for. So I'll say the top line in yellow, and then you're invited to join in the words in white type. And if you go home and look it up, or if you look it up on the internet, the reading this morning is taken from the International Children's Bible, so it might be a little bit different. It's certainly different, a little bit different to the Bibles we have in church. It might be a little bit different if you look it up at home. So I'll say the words in yellow. Do join in with the words in white. There are different kinds of gifts. There are different ways to serve. And there are different ways that God works in people. God works in us all in everything we do. So as I said at the beginning, in our second Sunday services, we're looking at instructions to God's people in the epistles, in the part of the Bible where it's letters written to the early church to encourage them. And our reading this morning is from one of the Apostle Paul's letters to the church in Corinth. That's why it said 1 Corinthians 12, 4 to 7. It was a letter written to the church in Corinth. And the church in Corinth had written to the Apostle Paul because they were experiencing some challenges. The church had grown quite quickly, and there were lots of people that were quite confident in their faith. And on the face of it, that sounds quite good. But when the church is growing quickly and there are different leaders and people are really confident that their leader in the church has got it all right, then that's the kind of right ground for division and disagreements and arguments. And so they've written to Paul to get some advice. And Paul has written back to them to encourage them to be united. And that's our theme this morning. Hopefully, even though it didn't quite work as in the way I was hoping it would work, we tried really hard to keep it a secret so that those that had been asked couldn't think about what they were going to have to do beforehand. Maybe I shouldn't have kept it as much a secret, and then they wouldn't have been wondering what the catch was. But hopefully in that activity, you got the idea that it can be easy to pull in different directions when actually we have the same purpose. It can be easy to instinctively act as though we're on opposing teams when we're on the same team, and that's Team Jesus. And it was a little like this in Corinth. Christians were disagreeing and dividing over differences they didn't need to be disagreeing and dividing over. And there are some things that we might need to disagree or divide over. But the kind of differences and disagreements in the church in Corinth were not things that they needed to be disagreeing and dividing over. And so this letter reminds the Christians in Corinth, and it reminds us today, that although we have different gifts, and although we have different ways of serving and working, gifts and serving and working are not things that we should disagree over. It is the same Spirit, the same Lord, the same God at work in and through everyone. It's not our gifts or our ways of serving and working that unite us. It's Jesus. And Jesus is good news precisely because everyone who calls on the name of the Lord, who recognizes their need of Jesus, who comes to him in faith, who repents and believes, will be saved. It's following Jesus that unites us. Anyone can call on the name of the Lord, and everyone that does that will be saved. The only criteria is to turn away from living as we wish and turn towards Jesus and choose to live with him as Lord. And that's wonderfully unifying. And every person is equally loved and valued. So we don't need to compete because none of us can be more or less loved or valued in God's family. Now, football is not a passion of mine. I had to ask them at St. Mary's last week what tournament was actually happening. I am now a bit more up to speed. Even I'm aware that there's a big football match this evening. And one of the things that I've picked up, it's hard to kind of avoid it really, in the commentary around football over the last kind of couple of weeks, from the last few matches, is the importance of making the right substitutions. I think I'm right in saying that a couple of the matches have been decided right at the end, right at the very end. The importance of the team and how the team works together is crucial in football. And whilst there are some names that are being talked about, I think we should be praying for those young lads, really, who have so much pressure on them. Actually, it is a team sport, football. It's not about any individual. Whilst there are particular names being talked about, the whole team matters. If every player on the pitch played in the position of goalkeeper, that would be pretty boring football. The game wouldn't work. And if everyone played in attack or everyone played in defence, the game wouldn't work. For the game to work, for football to be enjoyable, for football to have thousands and thousands of people on the edge of their seats, different people have to be in different positions playing their part in the team. As Christians, we're all different, but we all have the same calling. We're all on the same team. And so I wondered if we might just look at a few people the Bible tells us were on Jesus' team. And I've just picked out four, so I'm going to introduce you to four people that the Bible tells us were on Jesus' team. And after I've introduced you to each one, I wondered if you might join with me in the response, but in everyone, it is the same God at work, which was the last bit of our reading. So I'll introduce you to someone in the Bible, and then I'll do a kind of dramatic pause. And if you can remember those words, do join with me in, but in everyone, it is the same God at work. Let's try that. But in everyone, it is the same God at work. So one of the people on Jesus's team was Peter. And if you've read the Bible at all, you'll know that Peter could be really passionate and really quite angry. But in everyone, it is the same God at work. You might also be familiar with Martha, who was very busy and distracted. But in everyone, it is the same God at work. Then there was Andrew. Now, Andrew was enthusiastic, but he was overshadowed by his brother, who was Peter. But in everyone, it is the same God at work. One final person who the Bible tells us was on Jesus' team is Susanna, who hardly anyone's ever heard of. But she is there in Luke's Gospel. I think it's Luke chapter 8. In everyone, it is the same God at work. And then there's me, and then there's all of you. And in everyone, it is the same God at work. So hopefully you get the idea that when we look at the Bible and who Jesus chose to be on his team, it doesn't matter if you're passionate, if you can be passionate and angry, and often passion and enthusiasm, sometimes the kind of flip side of that is that we can get a bit irate. It doesn't matter if you're one of those people, or someone who's really busy behind the scenes, or someone who's enthusiastic but in the shadow of a sibling or a family member. It doesn't even matter if no one's ever heard of you. God has. Every person is still needed in the family of God. We're all on the same team, Team Jesus. And to help us to remember this as we go from here today, I'd like to invite you to write your name on a jigsaw piece. Now, I think I saw out the corner of my eye that Elizabeth was handing them around. Has everyone got a little piece of jigsaw? Yeah, at the back at the top, have you got a little piece of jigsaw? Yep. And I'm hoping that somewhere we might have some pens. Oh, you've got pens already. Wonderful. See, this is teamwork. Or rather, this is Elizabeth doing all the work and me announcing the task. It's definitely teamwork then. So to help us to remember this, I'd like you to write your name on your little piece of jigsaw with the pen that someone that wasn't me has given you, and the piece of jigsaw that someone that wasn't me has given you. And the idea is that this will remind us, we're going to do something with our jigsaw pieces in a few moments. And the idea is that this will remind us that although we're all different, some of us have smooth corners, and if you're like me, you probably have slightly more pointy corners. My friends tell me I can be prickly. We're all different, but we're all on the same team. We all have the same purpose, to follow Jesus, to live for Jesus. In all of us, it's the same Spirit, the same Lord, the same God at work. Amen.